Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We're in the Psalms today, so you go to about the middle of the Bible, find the Psalms. We're going to read Psalm 122 through Psalm 124. They're pretty short, so I don't know if I'll stop in the middle to make any devotional thoughts, maybe at the end of each Psalm. Think about some application at the end, and then close in prayer, and I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for these Psalms, and I pray, Father, that as we read them, you will help me to draw closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, all three have the title, kind of a subtitle. It's not a part of the inspired word of God. It was added to try to give some historical context. A song of ascents, which is kind of what they would sing, what they would say on the ascent from Jerusalem. They're songs of worship. So Psalm 122. I rejoiced with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord, according to the statute given to Israel. There stand the thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity." Jerusalem is very important to them. The house of the Lord, the temple of God, very important to them. It was kind of the center of their worship, the place where they saw God dwelling. And that brought praise from their lips to God. And they wanted to see Jerusalem and God's house honored. Psalm 123. I lift up my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a female slave look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till he shows us his mercy. Interesting analogy there. In a day where we abhor slavery and should, they use this picture, looking to the person, you know, who kind of has their hand, life in their hands, and from whom they need mercy. And this is how they're looking to God for his mercy. Verse 3, "Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy on us. For we have endured no end of contempt. We have endured no end of ridicule from the arrogant or of contempt from the proud." Just those four short verses there in Psalm 123. They've gone through a lot. A lot from their enemies. And they're looking to God for his mercy. Psalm 124. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Looking to God for deliverance. Thanking him for protection. Well, that's the end of Psalm 124 and the end of our reading for today. Very short. You may want to go back over these Psalms today. But what is something that we can draw from this for personal application? I think for me, it's a prayer of praise to God for his protection. I think of physical protection, certainly, but mostly of spiritual protection. That God protects my heart from what would destroy it, from what would destroy me spiritually speaking. And that he protects me physically as well, although allows physical things to happen for my good. But my praise to him today is for his protection. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. I praise you, Father, and thank you for your mercy, your protection, physically, spiritually, for myself and my family, and especially spiritually, Father, to stay, regardless of what happens physically or who may come against us, we have you. And I continue to pray for your protection and praise you for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.